All right, welcome to the podcast. Today is Tuesday, July 3rd. Start of Q3. I believe at the last podcast, if you've been following along, I said I would talk about quarter two results, financial results, and talk through them a little bit on this podcast episode. So that's what we're going to do. We haven't completely closed the books for the quarter. Typically, it takes a week or two to close out the previous month's financials, but I have most of them done. So these aren't completely finalized, but it will give you guys a good look into how we did. So just to start, our quarter two revenue target was $900,000 for the quarter. Our gross margin target was 50%, and our net margin target for the year has been set at 15%. So gross margin of 50%, net margin of 15%. And gross margin, just in case you're not sure what that means, when you have revenue, you subtract out any of your cost of goods sold. So anything that is directly involved with providing the service or product that you are selling, you remove that, and so revenue minus those expenses equals gross margin. And then after you have your gross margin, then you subtract out any other overhead or other expenses that are not directly related to producing the product or service. So for example, marketing, sales, rent, those sort of things, you back those out, and then you're left with a net margin or profit for the business. Then you take that and then pay taxes on it. So anyways, our target for revenue was $900,000. Like I said, we hit. It's looking like $940,000 in revenue. So we surpassed our target. And as far as our gross profit, gross margin, we did 48%. So very close to the 50%. Mark, 48%, overall pretty damn good and happy with that. And then we were right on the mark of 15% net margin. So for all purposes, I mean, we hit our targets, it looks like. You know, I'm actually looking at the final numbers. You know, I had a good idea walking into this. I have a very good pulse on financials. It's something very important. Is every Monday and Friday, I'm checking these financial reports and reviewing it with Neda, our finance manager. So I always know what's kind of going on, but I haven't seen the latest updates until right now. So it's looking like pretty on track. So $940,000 in revenue, $450,000 in gross profit. Just to give you a sense of what we actually spent money on. So, you know, our expenses of to produce those services, $487,000. So 940 minus 487, and that's where you get that 450 number of gross profit. Then we spent about $72,000 in marketing. And actually, I'm going to actually loop these together. In marketing and sales expenses, we spent about $95,000 for the quarter. And then operational overhead and expenses, we spent $183,000. And so when you back all that out, you are left with, $136,000, $137,000 in profit. Now comparing this to last quarter, so in Q1, our revenue was about $930,000. So we, you know, increased revenue by not much, 10% overall. And our gross profit though was about the same. Gross profit was slightly higher at 53%. And $490,000. So our gross profit was higher in Q1. Our marketing expenses, you know, we, with a lot of that profit that we had in Q1 because we did really well, our net profit was 27%. Took a bunch of that money that we were making in Q1 and in Q2 and decided to increase marketing spend. So marketing went from $33,500 and more than doubled to $72,000 in quarter two. Sales expenses stayed about the same, and then our operational overhead increased by about $40,000. So reinvesting more in operation, marketing, and sales, and that's why you see that net margin, even though the gross margin was quite similar, 53 versus 48%, our net margin was went from 27% in Q1 to 15% in Q2. And just to show you the number difference, it went from 250,000 to 136,000. So for the year, you know, we're at 385-ish, 385 in net profit. Overall, pretty good with that. You know, I thought we would be closer to 300 right now, so we're a little bit ahead of schedule. We had a strong Q1, and then also Q2 has been good. So good start to the year overall. Happy with the financials. We're slated to increase marketing spend in Q3 by another, you know, I'm looking at our projections, probably another 50,000 on top. So right now we have about 125,000 in projected marketing spend. Oh, and then we have sales spend. So actually between marketing and sales, in Q2 we did 95,000 in spend. Our marketing and sales expenses are projected to go up to 170,000. So quite a jump there. You know, 75,000 of jump in additional spend. And then also operational overhead going up. And so just really the theme is reinvesting back in the business right now. Our Q3 projections for revenue, and I'm just looking at this, actually the numbers just got updated literally before I came in here. So I'm just seeing these. It looks like our Q3 revenue projections are a little above 700,000 right now. Our target is 1.1 million, so have some work to do, you know, but it is only a couple days into the quarter, so that's good. But right now, this is typically how it starts out, is if you just look at our projections for revenue and expenses, we're actually slated to lose 240,000 in Q3 so far. You know, I'm used to seeing these kind of numbers. It's like, all right, we're going to lose 240, but typically what happens is then we have new sales coming in, et cetera, et cetera. And then, so I'm not really worried about closing that gap. A 240K gap for an entire quarter is actually not that much relatively closing. You know, going into Q2, we had like a $500,000 or $600,000 gap. So by all, you know, for all intents and purposes, 240K, very, very doable. And if we close at 240, you know, we'll be at about the same revenue that we had, 950, but our profit will be zero. Because our expenses are going up. So really, to make a profit, we really do need to hit that 1.1 million. So, you know, have in revenue, what is that, 350,000 that really need to make, 250 to break even, 350 to hit our goal and turn a profit. So, yeah, that's a quick little recap of the quarter two financials. Overall, pretty good. We'll be posting, as always, if you've been following along, we post the financials every single month on the Jacked website, on our blog. So if you're curious about some of these more details or following along each month, you can actually go on there and literally look January, February, March, April, May, June. Will be up soon. We typically post them a few weeks after. And you can follow along and see everything. And what I'll probably be doing in the near future is actually posting our overall yearly financials from 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 because we didn't release them monthly over that time. But I think I'm going to release the yearly one so that you can actually see the progression and how things have changed, where money is being spent differently, and stuff like that. So anyways, that's a quick little recap. Final numbers for the quarter will probably close out in a week or two and update it on the blog. You'll have June financials done. But yeah, that's what it's looking like. And that's really what I wanted to cover in this this podcast episode. What is it? July 3rd. Tomorrow's July 4th, which I guess is a holiday. It's also point the camera at this guy. So if you're joining by audio, you won't see this beautiful man's face. This is Austin, my assistant. It happens to be his birthday today. You have anything to say to the people, Austin?
Just keep working. Always that exist. Not optional.
You heard it from the man. So yeah, it's his birthday, and what else? I think that's it. How much time? What are we at? 10 minutes? We're at 10 minutes, so I'll keep it short. Nothing else going on here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow or the next day. All right, guys. Have a good one.